Today is Wednesday, October 16th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So how is everybody? I am super tired, and I don't know why, because I felt like I was not jet-lagged. I was able to go right to sleep on Sunday night at a reasonable hour that I normally go to bed, and I woke up at a reasonable time. I didn't wake up at 3 a.m. I was afraid I would. And everything seemed to be going swimmingly, but man, today I am super tired. And that's all there is to it. Well, last night, actually, let's go ahead and listen to a voicemail and do that first. So that, because in case I get to the point where I play the song, I don't have a voicemail going during the song. So let's go ahead and listen to this voicemail.
Adam, this is Scotty, your Aussie butler calling. I don't know why you're always saying that I only call you when there's noise in the background. It's so not true. I don't know what to say. There have been so many comments to make about your flights to Europe.
I'm sure you do.
I mean, I just don't even know where to begin, actually. It was just a comedy of comedies of comedies. I don't know. Off the top of my head, number one, only leaving 1 hour to a connecting international flight. I mean, whoever is your slave travel secretary person at your company, they need to be fired. Like, how dumb.
Yeah, so I'm going to stop you right there. There was no travel secretary. We have a website that we go to, and I don't know why I did that. I really don't know why I did that. I just, so let me go back. I made a mistake. I should have flown Saturday to Saturday because I should have given myself a full day of resting on Sunday before I went to the conference on Monday. So that was stupid on my part. I booked the plane tickets. It was all me. I don't even know why I only left an hour layover. I don't know. I mean, it's ridiculous, but I didn't think normally an hour is enough if it's a domestic flight. So, and it would have been enough had my first flight not been delayed. So, I was just thinking, oh, they'll just put me on another flight. Well, I didn't realize they only had like 2 flights a day to London, and one was a red eye. So, but yeah, there was no travel agent. We go on a website, we book it, yada yada. It was completely my fault.
Everybody knows that. I wouldn't even only leave 1 hour on a domestic flight. Number two, is Amsterdam safe? Seriously, like, you realize. Well, you lived in the UK. I don't know how you're even asking that when you lived in the UK. But anyway, let's say you were average American who has never left the country in your 20, 30, 40 years of your life. Still can't understand asking that question. It's just dumb. It's Europe. It's a major city of Europe. Is it safe? Yes, it's safe. Of course it's safe. This might have been the thing that actually.
Well, I don't know that. I mean, I did walk around. Look, I'm not nervous. I wasn't really even nervous. And yes, I lived in England. I've traveled to other places. I've traveled to France. I've been in Germany, et cetera, et cetera. But I don't ever feel unsafe in the United States either. And, you know, there are some cities in the United States that have really high murder rates. I've never felt like I was going to be murdered. You know, I mean, if I went to New York, I would feel safe walking around New York at midnight. And there was, at one point, a time when New York was not considered a safe city, you know? So I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying, in general, I've never been to Amsterdam. I don't know their crime rate, but it felt really safe. I walked around. Everything seemed fine, you know? So the only thing was there were high and drunk people, quite a bit younger than me, usually college age looking people. And the only person that even came up to me was someone asking me if I knew where a good club was. So everything worked out to be fine. I was just randomly throwing that out. I wonder if it's safe, but seemed safe while I was there. So anyway.
They put you off and made you question Amsterdam. Big Fatty's been there a number of times. Okay, so perhaps not so safe after all. Well, it's Monday morning. I'm on my way to my crap terrible job. So have a good week. Bye.
Well, thanks for the call, Fatty. Fatty. Thanks for the call, Scotty. Yeah, I don't even remember saying that I wondered if it was safe or not, but it was probably just one of those offhanded things, you know, that I'm just rambling when I do this show, and it probably just came to my mind, oh, I wonder if that's safe. But yeah, it was fine. Like I said, it was fine, and everything were, other than getting food poisoning or whatever that was, where I threw up like 10 times. I don't think it was 10. Maybe it was 5. It felt like 10 because I kept getting up, and I really wanted to sleep so that I could get up and buy the magnet and the t-shirt. And instead, I had the grumbly tummy and had to get up several times. Probably not 10. I may be exaggerating just a little bit. So last night after I recorded, I made dinner, and I used to think that I was a good cook. I no longer think that I'm a good cook. I think that I'm capable of doing a very good job cooking things, but when I try to quickly throw together an evening meal after working all day and I'm just like, oh, I'm just gonna do some pork chops and some roasted vegetables, I'm never happy with the end result. I mean, it's okay for me, but I'm feeding Mark, and I want to make sure anytime I'm feeding anyone else, no matter who it is, I don't want it to be plain Jane. And I made pork chops, and I bought the bone-in pork chops, which I never do, but I decided those stay more moist and juicy. And so I was like, I put them in the sous vide. And when I came home for lunch yesterday, I put the pork chop, I put a little bit of olive oil, salt and pepper, yada yada, and then put them in vacuum seal bags, and then put them in the sous vide. And then my goal was just to quickly sear them in a pan. And I was like, what side am I going to do with that? And I had cauliflower and carrots. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to roast the cauliflower and carrots, but I need some kind of starch to go with that. So I had some couscous. But my mistake was the couscous expired in 2015. Now, it's just couscous. I mean, it's not going to go bad. It's just like flour and water or something. And it smelled fine. And it didn't even say it expired. It just say best used by. And, you know, it's like, oh, come on. I mean, it doesn't really go bad. It's not like it's going to go rancid or something like that. There were no bugs in it. It was in a plastic screw top container. So it was completely tightly sealed. So anyway, so I was like, oh, I'll make couscous and I'll mix the roasted vegetables with that. And, you know, it was okay, but the couscous tasted old, which, duh. You know, I should have just made rice or something and thrown the couscous away, but, you know, it is what it is. Somebody's going to write in or call in and be like, you made couscous that expired in 2015? That's 4 years past the expiration. Anyway, we're fine, though. It was not bad. It tasted really dry, though. And it's been a while since I made couscous, and I was like, maybe I should have used broth, but the recipe called for water and a tablespoon or a teaspoon of butter. And so I did that. The pork was okay, but it was still tougher than I would have liked, even though I did it in the sous vide. I cannot cook meat. So sick of it. Anyway, so I used to think, bottom line, I used to think I was a good cook. Now I think I can follow recipes, but if I try to throw together a meal, 9 times out of 10, I'm not happy with it. The roasted vegetables were fine, but I wouldn't write home about them or anything like that. So maybe I'm just going to start only following recipes. I'm not sure. I'm good at desserts. I can make creme brulee. I can make gooey bars. I can make all kinds of cakes. I can make homemade bread. It tastes really good. But when it comes to, I just want to make a meal every night of the week, it's difficult for me. I mean, I really struggle. Even if I'm going to invite a bunch of people over and make a special dinner, you know, and I'm really going to make a special dinner and everything's going to be from scratch and all that kind of stuff, I do a fantastic job at that, and I can do that. But just a run-of-the-mill, generic, I need to feed my family sort of thing, I struggle. And I don't really know why. But so I did that. We ate. Then I edited Survivor's Ready and posted that. And that was about it. Sydney's doing fine today. She's back to her normal self. And other than that, I just worked today. So, all right, I'm going to end it here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.